Welcome back, listeners. I'm Brett Wright, your narrator for Derailed. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. Once again, I have a few important notes before we continue with our story. Derailed is a fiction mystery series, which will run for a limited number of episodes, with a new episode releasing every week. Content warnings for all of our episodes will be included at the bottom of the show notes. Some of these can contain spoilers, but as Derailed explores some dark themes, I recommend checking them out beforehand. The show's founders, Mateo Bradford Vasquez, John Stokinger, and Neely Khan, would like to thank you once again for supporting this podcast and wish you an awesome listening experience. In episode 10, a heated conversation between Jace and Sophie reveals that Jace seems to leave a trail of destruction behind him wherever he goes, especially when it comes to women he's in love with. The writer tries to work through his spiraling feelings of anxiety by enjoying his stay with Antebellum's cabin rentals, but is soon disturbed when Officer Ramos pays him a visit. Ramos presses Jace on his suspicious behavior, as Jace continues to reiterate that he had no connection to Lena Hadid prior to her murder. The officer isn't convinced, but the bigger issue comes about when Detective Johnson calls him up with a bombshell revelation. Mazari Cabin Rentals has never employed a person named Beatrix, leaving Jace Nolan's story and alibi hanging by a very loose thread. Yeah, I'm just as confused as you are. Let's dive straight back into the story and hear what Jace has to say for himself. Early October, 2023, Bend Police Station.
He's derailed.
But look at his career, his global success. This guy's a pro, which means he's diligent and calculating. He's not stupid. There's not a chance in hell he lied about that housekeeper who doesn't even exist without thinking he'd get caught. Come on, D. He's too intelligent to make that mistake.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying, Ramos. He's mentally unstable. I mean, look at his history, his past trauma.
Yeah. He's definitely lost a few of his marbles. But I mean, he's not the first person to have experienced trauma. I mean, how the fuck does it justify all this?
It doesn't. We certainly don't have all the answers, but I think we're agreed on the fact that we're dealing with a potential perpetrator who's clearly on the edge, making him even more dangerous.
But we still can't charge him.
We don't have enough evidence. 9-9, you've been incredibly helpful today, thank you. Is there anything else you can think of that might help us paint a clearer picture of Jace Nolan's possible motives? Anything that he might have said to you over the last few weeks that'll point us in the right direction?
I can't think of anything else just yet, but I'll definitely be in touch if something comes to mind, Detective. I usually get most of my epiphanies at the break of early morning, but that's mostly because I have a high-powered brain. Those cogs never stop turning.
Thank you. Well, whenever or whatever it may be, please feel free to just call me directly. Even if it seems like a small detail that you feel has no relevance, it's important that we have all of the information at hand, okay?
Yeah, I hear you, fam. This is some next-level heavy shit. Who'd have thought that we'd be publishing books by a psycho serial killer? I was telling my dad that it's basically a Netflix documentary waiting to happen.
Let's just focus on the matter at hand. We need more evidence before we can formally charge Jace Nolan.
You know, it's really not that surprising. Loads of writers have turned out to be really fucked up individuals. Was it Sylvia Plath who baked her head in the oven while her children were in the house with her? Fucking crazy. Hey, do you guys get to interview, like, all the troubled minds with dark pasts and stuff?
Not really.
Because that would be great content.
Is this dude for real?
Mr. 9-9.
Oh, it's Nanine, fam. Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? And I don't go by the title Mr.
Yeah, sure. So, Nanine. Another person we'd like to speak to for more information about Jace Nolan is this friend of his, Sophie. Has he mentioned her to you at all?
Nah, I didn't think he had any friends, if I'm being honest.
Okay, no problem.
So, Nanine, out of curiosity, what does this mean for Jace's upcoming book?
Oh please, we dropped that like 2 weeks ago, even before you asked to speak to me about him.
Can you just do that? I mean, after our contract's been signed?
Well, it required bending the rules a bit. Authors are kind of bubble wrapped with all kinds of T's and C's these days. But I pulled a few strings, told Dad not to worry about it. At the end of the day, he wasn't delivering, and I've had bad vibes about him since day one. Anyways, it's all worked out. Can you imagine if we published his next book? It would be a legit PR nightmare.
Well, we appreciate your time, Nanine. Thanks for answering our questions, and once again, please get in touch if you think of anything else.
No worries, and likewise, ping me if you need any more info. I'm going to leave some cards right here just in case you want to subscribe to my channel. I'm branching out into the personal development space. I feel like I have a lot to share, especially working with a serial killer. I mean, I've really lived.
Sure. We'll check it out. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you, Nanai.
Peace out.
The next day, downtown Bend.
Jace! Wait up a second. Where are you going?
I need to find the motherfucker who did this.
But how... But where are you going exactly?
I don't know. Back to Star River? To Juicy Lucy's maybe? Yeah, she knows everything. No, I need to go back to Mazar Cabin Rentals and find Beatrix.
But they've confirmed that a Beatrix doesn't work. It has never worked at Mazari. Look, Jace, I'm really worried about you.
Let me ask you something, Astrid. Do you believe me?
Let's just go and get a drink somewhere, shall we? Sit down and talk.
Do you believe me?
I believe you're a good person, Jace.
Fuck. You don't believe me as well, do you? You think I did it too? You think I'm some fucking psycho who gets his kicks out of torturing and murdering innocent women?
What? God, no. I never said that.
Astrid, it's Beatrix.
What's Beatrix?
Beatrix is the murderer. She's gotta be. It's the only thing that fucking makes sense. She posed as a housekeeper to trick me, and then she murdered Lena Hadid while in disguise. It's her. Beatrix killed Lena.
But that still doesn't make sense. Why would she want you out of the way? I mean, you and only you. How would that have helped her?
Just set me up.
Jace, look. Maybe you should just take the advice of the police and not interfere with this case anymore. Focus on yourself. They haven't found anything they can formally charge you with yet. So just focus on keeping it that way.
Why are you talking to me like I'm guilty?
Ugh, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Wait, why are you looking at me like that? You think I'm a freak, don't you? You think I killed Lena, don't you?
Keep your voice down. You don't want other people to hear you talking about this. Please, let's just find somewhere to sit and calm down. I'm worried about you. You've just lost your book contract, and then there's all this other stuff going on.
Fuck the book. Fuck Nanine, the entitled dickhead. He's thick as shit. I don't need him. I don't need anyone, Astrid. I just need you. Please tell me you believe me, don't you? I didn't do this shit, Astrid. I didn't.
We're going to get you better, okay? Everything's going to be all right.
What's wrong with me? Am I going fucking mad?
No, you're just going through a lot. And sometimes when that happens, it can be difficult to decipher what's real and what's not. I know everything seems foggy right now, but we're going to figure it out, okay? You can trust me.
Can I though? He spoke to the cops about me.
Yes, I did. But I promise everything I said was to support you, to help them understand you. You know I had no choice, right? If I refused to cooperate with them, it would have just made your situation worse. And at the end of the day, Lena Hadid does deserve justice.
Yes, she does. Astrid, I would never hurt a hair on her head.
I believe that you have feelings for her. It's okay, Jace. Come on, let's go sit in here for a while. Looks like they serve tea, too.
Okay. Hey, you know, I love you, don't you?
I know you do.
Why don't you say it back?
Let's go inside and get that tea, shall we? Jace, all I can say right now is there's nobody else I'd rather have a cup of tea with.
A few days later, Chincoteague Island.
Hey, Dee. I'm at Chincoteague Island. Supposed to be meeting Emily Hadid any minute now, but I'm not going to hold my breath. Anyway, I'll check in with you later.
You have such little faith in me.
Emily. Hi.
Did you think I wouldn't show up?
Well, you haven't exactly had the best track record.
I've just needed some space. Waves sound beautiful today, don't they?
Emily, I need to ask you a few questions about our investigation, please.
Last night, I was just sitting here, and I watched a wave from the ocean rise up like an arm reaching to the shore.
There are a number of details about Lena's death that don't seem to be adding up. With your cooperation, we may be able to find some much-needed answers.
I envy the waves, actually. You know, there's an ancient metaphor that teaches us that human life is as independent as a wave of the ocean. But I've yet to experience that kind of liberation.
Emily.
That's why I come here often. It's easy to hide here and pretend that the calamity of the world doesn't exist. Sure, it's an illusion, a fantasy. But it's also comfort.
Emily, we're investigating the murder of your daughter. Your daughter. Please, I need to ask you a few questions.
Would you like to walk back to my vacation rental? It's not far from here.
I'm not sure if that would be such a good idea. Is there a cafe or something nearby we can sit and talk?
Don't worry. I'm not going to throw myself on you, nor come close to you, so you can hear the yearning quietly vibrating on my breath. I'd rather we speak in private, that's all. I don't need an audience while I'm hearing about the murder of my youngest child for the 1,000th time. I'm sure you can understand that.
Sure. I'll let you lead the way.
It's like being in a nightmare.
Which is why we need to have this conversation. So we can get to the bottom of what happened to Lena and give her the justice that she deserves.
Justice? What justice? She's dead. We couldn't even bury her. We couldn't rest her body in peace.
I know.
To think some of her remains might still be scattered across that wooden area in Star River. At least with Aaliyah, we were able to have a proper funeral. That was an organized affair. I remember I prepared around 200 finger sandwiches for our guests. Cucumber and cream cheese. Which is ironic because Aaliyah never even liked cream cheese. Do you like cream cheese?
Look, I know there's a lot going on right now. I'm not even gonna pretend like I know what you're feeling. But whoever did this, they're still out there. And we don't even know if they're planning to attack again. So please, for not only the sake of your daughter, but for the sake of protecting other innocent victims, I need you to cooperate with me, okay? So, which way are we heading? Where are you staying?
Just up here. I'm staying in a beautiful home with Seaside Vacation Rentals. Come in. Make yourself comfortable.
Thank you.
Can I get you a drink?
No, I'm fine. Thank you. Let's just get started.
This is a gorgeous place, isn't it?
Yes. It's nice.
Fishhook Hideout, it's called.
Fitting name.
Yeah. Actually, why I booked it. The idea of a hideout seems so appealing right now. It's actually designed for families. 2 bedrooms and 2 full bathrooms. Yet here I am, all by myself.
Yeah. We're not far from Assateague National Seashore, correct?
It's just a 5-minute ride away. I haven't headed out that way yet, but I plan to. Gorgeous views and landscapes, actually. And so many different species of birds. A photographer's dream. My Omar would love it. You know what I love about this place? It's super cozy. It feels compact without being suffocating. I feel safe here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't see a kitchen, is it?
Oh, that's just up those steps, on a different level. It came with everything I need. I can make a snack if you'd like.
No, thank you, Emily. We should really just get started.
Do you feel uncomfortable around me, Salvador?
No, not at all. I'm just here to do my job, ma'am. And I'd prefer Officer Ramos, if that's okay.
I'm sorry about the incessant calls and my behavior in general. I know it put you in a difficult position.
Don't worry about it. You're going through a hard time. I understand.
Has it just been awful? And you've been working so hard towards that promotion, haven't you? Maybe I can talk to Detective Johnson and help clear the air for you. Do you want to talk to me about it?
Emily, for the last time, I'm here to ask you a few questions about the investigation, as well as the relationship you had with your daughter. Respectively, this is not a casual catch-up between two friends. I do not see you as my friend. I certainly do not see you as my confidant. However, I am committed to solving this case and supporting you in a professional capacity wherever I can. So with that, let's start by you telling me again where you were on the morning of July 17th, the day your daughter was murdered and set on fire.
I told you, I was with my husband in Miami.
And what were you doing? Walk me through your day.
I went for a run in the morning, as I always do, at Bayfront Park. I went straight back to our Cassiola rental where Yusuf was on calls, as usual. I had a shower, meditated, got dressed, then Yusuf suggested we went out for lunch. I remember feeling surprised because he rarely takes me out these days, but we had a lovely lunch with a couple glasses of rosé. Then Yusuf said he had a few meetings and he left me to it, so I did a spot of shopping, went back home to our rental, and that's pretty much it.
And about what time did you hear about the fire at Mazari Cabin Rentals?
Around 2 p.m. while I was still out shopping. It was all over Twitter. Sent shivers down my spine. But I'd sensed something was off about the energy of that day from the moment I woke up. Maybe it was my maternal instinct.
Right. But it's interesting that you didn't mention that when I asked you to tell me about your day.
I was being matter of fact. I thought that's what you'd prefer.
Okay. So what did you eat?
Sorry?
At lunch with your husband. What did you eat?
A tuna nacaw salad with some bread.
And your husband?
I don't know. Some kind of risotto, maybe? I'm sorry. I don't understand the relevance of this.
I'm just trying to paint a clear picture of your lunch date with Yusuf Hadid.
Oh, Salvador, you don't have to be jealous.
Emily, stop it. I'm pressing you because, according to your husband, you went out for lunch by yourself later that day because he told you that he'd be busy with meetings all day.
What? That's ridiculous.
He followed up with his colleagues who he claimed to be having meetings with. His alibi checks out. So let's cut the bullshit. Why are you lying to us, Emily? Do you understand how this makes you look?
Yes.
So why are you lying? What were you really doing on July 17th?
I can't tell you.
Because right now, while we're trying to figure out exactly what went down in Star River that morning, there's a giant question mark next to your name.
Salvador.
Do you know the repercussions of lying to us?
I was fucking someone else. There. Are you happy now? I'm a bitch. I'm a fucking cheat. I'm a terrible person. Go on. Say it. That's what they'd all say anyways. I lied because I'm ashamed, okay? It just... It makes me sick to my stomach that the day I heard the news about the murder of my daughter, I was in bed with another man doing what I do best. Fucking up my life.
Hey, here, take my handkerchief. Can I get you a glass of water?
Don't give me sympathy. I don't deserve it.
Can you give me the name of the person you spent the day with on July 17th?
Oh, no, absolutely not. If this gets out, it'll destroy his marriage and Yusuf's reputation. Please, Salvador.
Emily, this is a homicide investigation. I have to follow up with what you've told me, okay? We need to know that you were indeed with this other person in Miami the day that Lena was murdered. Then we can move forward with this case. Don't you want to know who took your daughter's life?
Of course I do. Of course I do. She was my baby. My sweet little angel. But I didn't treat her well, Salvador. I didn't love her like a mother should. My
My heart was so broken after losing Aaliyah. And now I'll never be able to tell her how sorry I am and that she was worthy of love. She was worthy.
What's the name of the person you spent the day with, Emily?
It's Christoph. Christoph Tokas. He owns a bar in Miami. I can give you his number, but please, Salvador, Yusuf can never find out.
Yes. A contact number would be very helpful. Thank you. And Emily, one more question.
Yes?
Lena, do you think she knew about your extramarital relationships?
Oh, yeah, she knew. Lena observed and understood everything. It was an unspoken truth between us, one that meant I could never look her in the eyes. She never asked me, but I knew she knew. Do you know what my biggest regret is, Salvador? That my daughter, without a shadow of a doubt, despised me till the moment she took her very last breaths. What kind of a mother does that make me? And what kind of lasting impact would that have on my child? It's terrifying to think about. Terrifying and unbearably sad.
Oh, man. This story is getting more heartbreaking by the second. So, if Emily's story checks out, then who the hell killed Lena Hadid? Derailed is an OBS production on the Amplified Audio Network of Podcasts. Executive produced by Mateo Bradford Vazquez, John Stokinger, and Neely Khan. Produced and edited by Michael Shamali, and written and directed by Neely Khan. The team would like to thank the sponsors featured in this episode. Seaside Vacation Rentals for the very best in Chincoteague Island Vacation Rentals and Ocean City Vacation Rentals. And Cassiola for the vacation homes you'll love across Miami, Orlando, and Aruba. Do check these awesome brands out by following the sponsor links in our show notes, as this podcast would not have been possible without them. We're getting very close to finding out who the perpetrator is, and I've heard it's going to be a shocker. Be sure to catch us again for episode 12 next week.